In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T, where we talk about all things health. Today's another special Team Talk episode, and I hope you RSVP'd to join us. That always allows you to ask questions and interact with our team and our amazing guests. You guys are having a really good episode with us today. It's going to be an episode that's very, very close to our hearts. So I'm excited for all of you who are here with us today. So we have actually four guests with us today. So you're going to have to bear with me as I go through everybody's intros. And don't get confused. We do have two Jamies here. So I'll be very thorough as I possibly can. But, you know, their stories are going to touch your heart and they're going to encourage you to put your health into your own hands, which is what I'm hoping for in this episode. And first, I want to say good morning and welcome to the Tenpenny team who's joining us here today this morning, too. So Cookie's here with us. Heather's here with us. I know that Patricia's listening in the background. She's out in the Pacific side, so she won't be on camera with us this morning. And of course, Diane, who's working our studio. So she's in the back end working the studio, which is what I usually do for Dr. T. So I'm so excited to have you here. Now, let me briefly introduce you to each of these guests today. I'm going to start with Anna Rogers. She is the author of the book, Toxic World, Toxic People. Her journey began when she became mercury toxic after a flu when she was 25 years old. Since that time, Anna has become a passionate health advocate, warning people about toxins and the Vs and how they destroy a person's health. Anna has become a big fan of Touchstone's Pure Body Zeolite Spray after it dramatically improved her health. Anna lives in Costa Rica with her two children. Man, I'm jealous of that right now. Jamie Lee, known by the handle The Intuitive Lifestyle, has a huge presence on both TikTok and Instagram, where she shares stories and strategies that restored her daughter's health. Once she discovered the root cause of her illnesses, she began to see improvement in her daughter within just 1 week. We also have Jamie Lynn Grogan, a holistic practitioner currently working on a doctorate and a PhD in natural medicine. She found solutions that helped her recover from heart disease, a seizure disorder, and being nearly nonverbal. Her incredible story includes transitioning from hopelessness and homelessness to speaking on stages. And finally, the mama who really made us pay attention to zeolite, let me introduce you to Amanda, whom I will forever know as Savannah's mom. Amanda got our attention when she tagged us on her Facebook page, sharing her month-long story of the improvement of her daughter's health by using Dr. T's detox protocol. Her story is going to truly make you cry. It made me cry. I spoke to Jamie Sewell yesterday, and that made me cry again. Please welcome these amazing ladies who become our very good friends. Welcome, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
How are y'all?
I'm amazing. How are you? Thanks for being here so early. You can all unmute yourselves now.
Am I unmuted?
You're unmuted. Yep. I could hear you.
Anna, crying.
You already cried?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Anna. My eyes watered up, too.
Are you unmuted, Anna? Can we hear you, too?
I think so.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here. I know it's bright and early for you, too.
I'd only get up for you and Dr. T.
I love you. I love it. Love it. Jamie Sewell is out in Florida too. So I get to bump into Jamie at Macy's every once in a while.
Yeah.
We try to get together for a play date, but we see each other at Macy's. It works.
Yep. Yep. Diller. So, Diller. What's that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Amanda Parker, where are you? Because Jamie Lynn, I guess before we started the live, Jamie Lynn told us all that she's in New York.
Alabama.
You're in Alabama. Sweet home Alabama.
I always say sweet home Auburn Tigers.
So I'm going to tell Anna, because you know, Anna is actually the first person I met in the group. And I met Anna before I met Anna, because I wanted to pull her into one of our shows to talk about her book. But I really want her to talk about what happened. Like what, you know, this show, we've been talking about detox, by the way, ladies, we've been talking about detox probably since February, because I don't know if you know about this, you probably know about this. If you've seen anything that is not on the mainstream media anyway, that there was a huge train derailment in Ohio. And that's, you know, really close to Dr. Tenpenny. And the toxins that were released because of that train derailment were astronomical. Like it was not just secluded to Ohio. That went everywhere. It came to Canada. That's how bad that was. And you know, that water stream that supplies 10% of the water to America, from what I understand. So that went all the way down to the Gulf. So it wasn't like, hey, it was isolated. It's just this little part of Ohio. Let's just, you know, Aaron Brockovich this place. No, it went all the way down, like through like all of you. Like it was disastrous. So Dr. Tenpenny, of course, started looking into detox protocols and what can people do, because we can't control what they did, right? Mm-hmm. We can't control what they're doing. So she came up with a protocol. And if you guys are interested, you can look at some of what she has up there. It's drtenpenny.com/poison control. And she has different things that she's suggested. But one of the number one things she keeps talking about is, guys, get yourself on a regular routine daily detox. Everybody in this group, we're all in, you know, on the same boat here. We all love the same one. Mm-hmm. And it's Pure Body Extra Zeolite. This one is the nano spray, and we talk about it quite a bit, but you know, it's I haven't even taken it yet. So I wanted to do it like in front of everybody. So it's a little spray 3 times a day. Tastes like water. Your kids are not going to be like, ew, it's gross. What is that? It's that simple. And it's my morning routine. I'm sure you guys are doing this in the morning. It sits beside my computer because I work 12 hours a day. So it sits here so I can do it in the afternoon. It reminds me. And then I take it with me when I go. Like these are the two things I take with me, right? My phone, my thing. And it yeah. goes with me at night so I don't forget to do it.
I just leave one everywhere.
You leave one everywhere, right? Yeah. I started doing that and then I had like 5 open bottles. So this was like her number one recommended detox routine. Cause guys, like everybody here is going to give you their own story, but you know, we don't share anything that we don't use. It's that simple. And then this one here, I brought this up cause I wanted everybody to kind of see, this is the dropper one and we all use this too. This is a bigger, this is not nano. And it does the gut. So They're to me, I like to use them both, especially if I wanted to make sure that's a big detox, like what was happening right now with all these toxins. This is both happening. And it's funny, girls, I actually messaged Anna about this perfume thing that I saw on Epoch Times. I was like, Anna, the chemical, they're talking about the chemicals in the perfume damaging your endocrine and other things. I was like, you know, can it work for this? And she said, if it's positively charged, yes. Mm-hmm. So Anna, take off with that for a second.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. I love nothing more than talking about this subject because it's become a passion of mine since I was injured by what we mentioned before. And I'd always been ill anyway previously. I had autoimmune, well, what we would call autoimmune issues. And life was quite tough for me in many ways because my brain couldn't function properly. I had chronic fatigue. And then because I had a doctor as a father, a very, very, very mainstream doctor, he gave me all of the medications growing up and a lot of the at home as well. And I was living with them at the time when I was 25, and he had a few of those things in the fridge and just gave one to me. And 2 weeks later, I got the flu, a huge reaction here to the shot. Very lumpy and painful. And then, yeah, because I got the flu, I thought, oh, these things are terrible. And I just thought to myself, they don't work. I'm never having another one again. But it wasn't until about a year later that things got really bad for me, which I now know as mercury toxicity, because a lot of the symptoms I had really fit the profile of that. And I didn't know what had gone on, and then it wasn't until I was speaking about my very debilitating issues, because it amplified everything that was already wrong with me. And I literally felt like I was 80. I'd moved to England then, and I couldn't really even walk upstairs without holding onto the banister. It even affected my breathing. I just didn't have any physical energy, and I had brain fog so bad sometimes I couldn't see very well. It was just absolutely horrific, but I still didn't understand what was wrong because I'd always been ill my whole life. And it wasn't until I was sharing things on Facebook about how I felt. And then someone said, it sounds like you've got mercury toxicity. And I didn't even know what mercury was. And then she said, have you got any fillings in your mouth? And I actually didn't. So the answer was no. And then she mentioned the flu, you know what? And I said, yeah, I had that last year. And then I went and Googled the name of it, the brand name. And then sure enough, had thimerosal on it. So that was just a huge awakening for me. Then I went down a massive, massive rabbit hole of research. One day to the next, I was just more and more shocked with what the truth was, and I couldn't believe why we weren't told about it. Ended up writing a huge book about it because one thing led to another. And since then, it's just been a massive passion of mine. And I don't think the average person really gets what we're up against. It's an absolute epidemic. The amount of toxins gets more and more every year. And our kids, like we're in big trouble, our kids are in big trouble because they're so much smaller than us, so that they absorb more than us, really. So we have to fight for them and their health, because if we don't, it's not even an exaggeration to say they will eventually get cancer. Look at the rates of cancer in adults. It's huge, and children's cancers are skyrocketing. So I do think it's one of the most important subjects on the planet.
Yeah, you know, years ago when I was working in a hospital, I remember, and this is like when I first started there, I remember this back in 2004, I believe, they had a big sign that said, childhood cancer is up 30%. And that was, you know, 2004. So we can only imagine why and how much that has skyrocketed since, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, what changed from the time that our parents were growing up, really? We all know that.
And you can see it with, you know, chemicals started to be massively, I think, from the 1900s. And then as each sort of decade or even before that, it just goes up and up and up. It goes alongside with the cancer increase. And they know, you know, the authorities know, the government knows. But because they get so much money from the chemical industry, it's never going to go away. And this is what I love about the zeolite is, you know, it's not going to get rid of everything, but it's going to help keep your body be able to cope with the onslaught. But, you know, if you used, because some people think using the product is, you know, you just use it for a month. Well, no, because every day we're breathing in so much stuff, even here in Costa Rica. People think such a pure country. The amount of pesticides they use here is absolutely shocking. It's one of the biggest buyers of pesticides in the world. So nowhere is safe. And that's what, when I did research, I came across things that were shocking. In the Antarctica, you can find massive traces of chemicals from fires that happened in other parts of the world, because the weather patterns pick up stuff and then pass it on to other areas. And, you know, when I wrote my book, it's over 10 years ago now, so the research is even more frightening. But nowhere is pure, nowhere is safe. And even though that sounds really scary to people, this is why knowing about zeolite is going to be a lifesaver for so many people.
And Dr. Tempani always says, when we stop living in a toxic world, you can stop detoxing. Jamie Sewell, tell us your story, girl.
Hi, everybody. I had a toddler, first time mom. She was almost two. Took her to the peds office, and they were like, oh, yeah, so she should be, she should be talking now, saying lots of words, saying, you know, over 200 words. And I was like, what? I'm sorry. You know, I was like, she can say mama and dada, you know. And they were like, oh, okay. And they essentially said, well, if she isn't progressing by her next well visit, then we'll screen her for autism. And pat me on my butt and sent me on my way. And so that was extremely alarming for me. I was in the middle of the pandemic being a new mom. So we were completely, you know, separated from a lot of people. And it was very disheartening to leave the PEDS office with no solution, with, you know, like all of that fear. And I was a psychic medium at that time. I was a practicing psychic medium. I'm very intuitive, always have been. And so I just relied on my intuition. I was like, what is going on? You know, what is going on? And I just intuitively knew that it was toxins. And guys, she was eating organic food. I was crazy. It was organic. It was fresh. I washed everything. You know, when she was a few months old, my husband at the time was not on board with the anti-V. Like I was, I remember being pregnant, looking out the window and just knowing that if I got her those things, and I didn't know anything, I wasn't awake to that at that time. I just remember looking out the window and being like, if I got her those things, I know that I would bring home a different child. I knew it in me. I just knew it. And again, I wasn't awake. I didn't know anything. I just, it's that mom instinct, that intuition that I was always so connected to. And so he wasn't on board at that time. And I remember going, and this is rewinding, but going to that office to get one of those for my daughter. We did end up delaying the first one, which starts with an H, ends with a B. And crying, sobbing in the shower, oh my God, I have to go do this. Because my husband, again, you know how that goes. And also us as moms, we're gaslit. And then sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Am I just crazy? So we had gotten her one of those, you know, if you take a look at my life, I had the standard American diet. I grew up eating, you know, toaster strudels and
margarine,
you know, for breakfast, and bologna sandwiches and Coca-Cola, yeah. Dr. Pepper and Kraft macaroni and cheese. Right. So I grew up eating that. I had no, I got tattoos. I had no idea. I wasn't awake to any of this. I had never detoxed. I didn't know I was going to pass down all of my toxins to my child. I had no idea, including parasites as well. I didn't know. Right. So I'm doing everything proper. I gave her that organic rice cereal, that Earth's Best, all these things. Mother-in-law, give her this. Ended up being on the news for heavy metal toxicity. You know, I mean, it was just like this whirlwind of everything was happening. And I was like, I need to heavy metal detox her. And I found PBX. And I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And so I was very skeptical on using it. I was really scared. My husband and I used it first. Okay. So we used it for 2 weeks. I mean, I had this unbelievable experience where I started dreaming again. I got my libido back. My cycle pain gone. I mean, I had endometriosis, PCOS, you know what I mean? Gone, like literally gone. Can't tell when it's coming unless I know the date, full moon. I'm synced up to the full moon now, which I always wanted to be. I thought that was super cool. I feel like I made it spiritually now that I'm synced up to the full moon. But all right, so I had these amazing experiences. My brain fog went away. I didn't need to sleep 3 times a day. And so we're like, okay, we're getting this, sir. We're giving it to her. We feel safe. I did all the research. And one of the most important things, and I want to say this, is that I looked at zeolite, and it scared me that there could be mineral depletion, but not with this one. And that's why I went with it, because it's filled with the calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And so it gives a mineral to take a toxin. So that's why I chose this one. That's why I felt so safe. And that's why it's amazing for a daily detox. But so I started giving it to Charlie, my daughter. On day 5, she started talking, repeating me. You know, I mean, I remember, I think it was day 4, and I have the video. She was like, no, And I was like, what? Oh my baby. You know what I mean? I've been trying to get her to talk for so long. She would just look at me, you know what I mean? Blank stare, turn away, or she would just completely ignore me. Day four, she said no. Day five, she was repeating me, beans, green, blue, purple, yellow. Oh my God. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It was just metals in your brain and in your body, my poor sweet girl. That's why you couldn't talk to me. That's why you couldn't communicate with me. And then, yeah. And guys, I did everything right by the, you know what I mean? By the book, all organic. I did whatever. And then on day two of using those drops, the brain drops, you held up, she pooped worms, like worms. And I was like, what is going on? You know what I mean? And then down the rabbit hole I went, right? We passed all this stuff to our kids. We're just so toxic. But that's the beginning of our story. And once I found that out, I jumped on TikTok. I looked like a hot mess. And I was like, listen to me, moms. You listen to me right now. Does your child have any issue? I'm like, buy this. And here we are. You know, my passion changed. Everything changed. Since now, I've helped hundreds of thousands of kids all over the world with getting this detox. And I will never shut up about it or the problem that we have going on right now. It will continue. So that's our story.
That's amazing. I mean, these stories get me every time because it's like, what did they do? What have they done to our babies? You know?
They don't deserve it.
Exactly. And, you know, I have many friends of mine who, you know, one of them, we kind of joke about it now where she's like, you know, Michelle, years ago, I was like, oh, you're just a tree hugger. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. And I remember, you know, one of my friends saying, look, you know, I have two other kids. They're totally fine. So we all had them. I'm good to go. And I said, look, it only takes one. It's a Russian roulette. But, you know, my job as your friend was to give you the information. And your job as a mom is to make the decision. You know, you're the one that has to live with it one way or another. And then it happened. And I got that phone call. And then there's nothing you can do. You know, and the only thing I could say was, you know, detox, detox, detox. Not like Anna said, not that it's going to solve all your problems, but it's going to certainly help. And I think that, you know, with your case, I mean, what a difference. You know, you see Charlie and you would never guess that she had any issues. And, you know, she's a happy little baby.
Eczema gone. She never slept. She started sleeping. You know, I mean, her personality livened up. It was so many things. And the big, you know, heavy hitter was like, oh my God, she wasn't talking. Now she's talking. But it was so much. The light came on in her little body. And her
oh
body
my gosh.
Like it should. You know,
like, guys, I'm going to repeat this, you know, we're not sitting here trying to push you to buy some snake oil thing. Okay. The reason that I wanted to bring these ladies here today, because I wanted you to hear the truth. I wanted you to hear real life stories. These are not make-believe moms that came out of nowhere. These are real life scenarios, real life healing. And I don't want to say magic, but kind of, you know, this is amazing. And Jamie Lynn, before we went live, Jamie Lynn was telling Cookie, spray, because Cookie had a little, sorry, Cookie, if I'm saying too much, but Cookie had a little bit of swelling on her face. And Jamie Lynn was like, spray it on your face.
Oh, it's my magic for all things skin. I can't even,
I watched her do it.
Things that it like immediately makes feel better. And then starts to make it go away. I mean, I've done it with shingles, allergic reactions, bug bites, anything.
Yeah. Bug bites, yes, I can attest to that. I've done that. Jamie Lynn, I watched you spray this on yourself in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
On your face.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I had a reaction to the test.
Mm-hmm.
And this the side that they did it on, the entire side of my face, like swelled up, got red. I had a black eye.
Actually had drooping.
My face was like the whole, I mean, and like, I felt weird. Like something felt weird, but my immediate like, okay, just at least make the itching and burning. And like, it was burning. Like my face was burning. I was like, at least make that go away. I don't, you know, I eventually ended up nebulizing it, you know, taking more than normal, doing all that. But when I sprayed it within minutes, it was, my face was better.
Yeah. Well, remember I was like, take it, spray it on this Q-tip and put it up your nose.
Yeah.
And that was what did it.
Yes.
We put it right up your nose and it was gone.
And I was like, and you went into mom mode and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I know. I was like, no, spray it.
Whatever mom says.
Guys, I've sprayed it in my ears. Never mind. I'm like, at one point I had this itching in my ear and I think it was, you know, this started years ago when I went to Venezuela. And I was performing there. Actually, Diane was performing with me, but Diane used to be my backup dancer. And there was, you know, years of on and off of this flaking that would happen in my ear. And I started to put zeolite on it. So let's see if this works, guys. And by the way, for Dr. Tenpenny's audience, if you're just coming in now, we're halfway through the hour. We have these amazing ladies who've joined us here today, and we're talking about detox, and they're sharing their own stories, their own personal stories of healing and recovery, and how they're all using what Dr. Tenpenny's always talking about, PBX zeolite. Which, you know, and we're going to share everyone's information here. So if you want to reach out to them, you know, Jamie Sewell talks quite a bit on TikTok and Instagram. She shares her story and her daughter was nonverbal and was started to use the zeolite and started becoming verbal again. Anna Rogers, I know, Anna, you're pretty popular on Facebook too. And we're going to share that online. Actually, let me pull up your, I'm going to make you guys say it too, because we're going to put this on radio. So anything that you know, really want people to hear, make sure that you speak it out so that anybody on radio can hear where to find you. So I'm going to make you guys repeat that in a second. And then Jamie Lynn, before we move on to Amanda, I want you to tell us what happened, because, you know, we were talking about Jamie Sewell and her little girl was nonverbal, but you were pretty much nonverbal too. So let's talk about that as an adult.
Yeah. So the crazy thing about that is that most people didn't know. And because I didn't start coming out publicly talking until after I started using it, and I didn't even notice at the time. So I have. My communication has always been mostly nonverbal. So grunts, moans, pointing, facial expressions, things like that. And it just was normal to me. And I didn't really know any different. I knew that when there were times, and this happened recently, and I'll get to that part, where I would like regress and I would go back and I wouldn't be able to speak like one or two word sentences, like really short, like halted sentences. Sometimes words just wouldn't come. If I didn't get them out like immediately, that was it. I would sit there in this like stuck cycle in my head and I just felt like trapped. So I started taking I also at that point, I had a seizure disorder. I had multiple heart diseases. I had a heart monitor implanted for 3 years, eczema. I was walking with a cane. I was working with a movement disorder specialist. They thought that I had Parkinson's. Every test under the sun, every pill under the sun. So, you know, take this. Oh, that's not working. Take this. I was at one point on 37 prescription pills a day. I kept trying to go down and nothing was working because I felt terrible without it. So I thought, okay, it's working. It's not. That wasn't really the truth. It was just that now my body's trying to adjust because I'm withdrawing and this and that. So it went through this whole cycle. And I was kind of done. I was like, I'm just going to stop all my medicine. I'm not taking anymore. I'm not having tests. I'm done this. If I'm going to feel sick and I'm not going to get better, you know, then whatever. I might as well just live and not go through all this and be in a hospital and be taking pills and, you know, all the things that came with that. And right around that time, the concept of detoxing, now not just like what we all think, like cleansing and like, you know, rip your stomach apart so every little piece of that's inside of you is coming out in the toilet, like that's like, there's a misconception about what is detox. And when I really started to understand it, it was just like undeniable. This makes sense. This is such a simple concept. Instead of adding more, how about I just take out the things that are harming me now? It was like, what? So I did use another zeolite for a while, and I didn't have much, you know, some things happened, but I didn't have much success with it. And I was like, how can this not work? I mean, it makes sense. Like, it just makes sense. Why is it not working? So I researched probably 40 different zeolites, and I had a standard. It had to be clean. It had to be this, this, and that, you know, and I named all of the things. And then I found this one, and it worked. Within like a couple days, like Jamie said, I was dreaming. Like, I mean, memories from like, not just memories from my life, but memories from dreams that I had, like flooding. Like, it was like, all of a sudden, my whole life was like, I was like, oh, I remember that happened. Wait, I remember that. Wait, when did that, was that a dream or was that real? Like, it was like this, like, I was like, oh my God, what's happening to me? And I was sleeping better, of course, because that's why I was dreaming, because I was actually sleeping. So whenever people say, that's the first thing people say, I'm dreaming, is that normal? Yes, because you're actually sleeping, because you have to sleep to dream. And that's how that works. And if you don't get into that deep sleep, then you're not going to have a dream. So now you're finally sleeping. Now, what does it feel like to know you didn't sleep your whole life, right? So all these things started to come together within, well, I don't even know about how to say, like, within a certain amount of time. Once I started, I never had a seizure again. I stopped all medication. Within a couple months, I found out about the drops. So the difference between the spray and the drops, the spray is a nano-sized. So it goes, like I say, it goes into all the nooks and crannies. The drops is a little bit bigger. It goes to the gut and it takes out the particles that are too big to enter the bloodstream. And they just sit there and collect, right? So I had only known about the spray and I'm already having results. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then I take the drops and completely, like, everything, my skin, I had skin troubles my entire life. I started having normal EKGs for the first time in my life. All of these things started to come together and it was just like, I was like, better all of a sudden. And I was like, I mean, I say all of a sudden, but things unfolded, you know. After a couple weeks, some things happened. After 3 months, I started to see things. After 9 months, I started. After a year and a half, I saw even more, right? And then I was on it for probably almost 3 years before I accidentally stopped. And this past year has been one of the hardest years of my life in terms of, it's like the acceptance and like understanding like what was really happening before on such a deeper level, because everything came back to me. And it was like, you know, struggling with words, struggling with it. And because I couldn't get out my words, my emotions were trapped and they were bigger. And like everything just kind of I started having skin reactions again, more food sensitivities, like just this big list of things that happen. And it's like, you know, you're like, oh yeah, this is working, right? And you're excited at first, and then you keep taking it, and then you're like, eh, whatever, right? Because you forget all the struggles that you've had. You forget what it's like to suffer because you're not suffering anymore. Sometimes you don't even notice the things that aren't happening anymore. Like sometimes you don't notice, hey, I'm going to the bathroom better. Hey, I'm sleeping better. Hey, I'm talking better, until you're not anymore, right? So it was really, it really gave me that belief, like on a different level, because I started taking it again a couple months ago and I'm doing so much better. Like everything seems to be, I mean, if you asked me to come on here probably like 2 months ago, I couldn't have done it. I couldn't even get words out. And now it's like, I mean, I'm still struggling a little, and there's in conversation, it's still harder for me to process and then like respond. And then also, you know, like it's still a little bit of a process, but to be able to like talk and actually say the words now is it. I don't think I knew that it did that for me until it stopped, as I stopped taking it and it stopped doing that for me. You know, this simple mineral, Michelle's right. Like I call it magic, right? I use it for anything. when people say, well, does it work for this, this, or that? It doesn't matter what you're asking me. Yes. Because once you get the toxins out of your body stops being in fight or flight, right? It stops protecting and using all its energy to protect you. And it starts to actually do the things it's supposed to do, the functions it's meant to do. And if you forget that, you know, and you forget taking it and you forget that, you will be reminded. So that just reminds me, you know, almost 4 years in, that this works.
We love you, Jamie. You're such an amazing, and you're such an inspiration. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
You know, it's real, you nailed it. It is inspirational. Because, you know, we think we have problems half the time. We're like, oh, this hurts. Oh, that hurts. I mean, this girl went from a multitude of problems, and you actually removed your heart monitor, right?
Yeah. A year into taking both of them. So
both of them, guys, she means these two, right?
Yeah. So the Pure Body Drops and the Pure Body Extra.
The Nano.
About a year in, I had my first ever normal EKG. Like, first ever. I used to have like inverted and flat T waves. I had 4 or 5 different kinds of arrhythmias, and I had a leaky tricuspid. And
what do you think triggered all that?
Heavy metals, right?
Well, yeah, I was born in 85. So I had
the 1986 special.
I had from 86 to 91, 92. I was in there. I was a kid, and that was what, I mean, I just found my records, and it's not even all of them. The amount of, I know there's more V's now, right? Mm-hmm. But what was in them, and it was different, right? And it was allowed, and like it is now, and, you know, all of that. So the buildup of that, being on medications, because of the V, I had terrible allergies as a kid, like so bad that they started giving me allergy shots at 3 years old. So that's another thing, right? More they're giving me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my parents smoked, and we had soda in the house, and I used regular old store toxic body wash, and like, you name it. I mean, everything, just more and more. And as I was sick and sick and sick, it was take this, take this, take this. I was on pills my whole life. So I think it all, starting from when I was a kid, it all really just like never went away. And it just kept like more and more and more and more. And then when I started having the seizures, was because I was just burnt out. I was working so much. And it all caught up to me. Like, I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't taking care of myself. It was quick, easy food, whatever was whatever, right? And it all caught up to me. But I do think it started when I was a kid, because I literally just like 2 weeks ago found my records and
was with jaw dropped, right?
Especially, so one thing I found interesting was especially the oral polio.
Mm-hmm.
That there's many records on there that my doctor kept fighting the school. No, she cannot have that anymore. She cannot have that. Wow. And I'm curious to why that one specifically, out of all of the ones, right? Like the normal ones that you would have, that one specifically, my doctor had to write notes every year and fight it after I had already had it multiple times. So, and for a doctor to fight it then,
I'm impressed that he was fighting something.
He, right?
He was standing up for something.
But he still wanted to give me the rest
the
of
the others.
But,
yeah. But the other ones are okay.
But something must have had some kind of reaction, right? Some kind of visible, scary reaction for him to fight the school on that.
It's
right?
Interesting. I've met a lot of docs, especially the last 3 years or so, who have said, oh yeah, this one's bad. Like, the new one is bad, but the other ones are okay. Or these three are okay. The other ones are, it's like, what? Have you guys read anything? And we actually, you know, I adore Dr. Peter McCullough, adore him. And he was actually, we played his deep dive yesterday, which made me cry. You guys have to watch that. It was really good. He was like, he starts to go into tears, and I'm going into tears. And we have people messaging us going, I'm in tears. I'm like, me too. He's lovely. But, you know, for a while there, he was saying the same thing. hey, I believe in the these. And by the way, for our audience, we're saying this because we're also airing this on TikTok and Twitter and some other places. And we want to be respectful of our guests to make sure that they stay on because they are saving lives too. And we don't want them to lose any of their platforms, but we do think the message is important. So, you know, he had made a comment once about, you know, I just took the flu one and I, you know, I believe in them, like here I am. And then after time in this arena, he now, you know, he called Dr. T last fall or so. And he was like, they lied to us, didn't they? She's like, yep. He's like, about all of them. She's like, yep. You ready to listen now? And he's like, yeah. So it takes them a minute to catch up. Remember, they've been like doing this their entire lives. They were, you know, indoctrinated. And this is, they believe in it. They wholeheartedly, my daughter's pediatrician said to me before I fired him that, you know, I'm very concerned about your daughter. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm her mother. There is no one more concerned about her than me. And, you know, so I started pulling out a whole bunch of questions for him. And, you know, I fired him when I knew more than he did. So if I'm answering the questions that you can't answer, you should not be my pediatrician. I'm moving on.
This is why I'm going into natural medicine, because I want people to know that they have options. That's it. It's that simple.
Exactly.
I give you the information, you make your own decision, but here are all of the options. Here is exactly the whole picture. And then you can make your own decision.
That's exactly. Exactly. I want to read you guys something. This is from 2012. Okay. So Lord knows how much extra crap they've added to this, but this is, I was pulling out old articles because we used to do something called Scream of the Week, and we're actually going to start doing that again. And that's when we find jaw-dropping articles, medical journals that come through, and we're like, oh my gosh, did nobody actually read this? Like, are people just reading the abstract and they're not going through the entire document? Because if you actually did, no one would be doing this stuff, right? But listen to what this says, okay? The title was Inactivating Pathogens with Oxidizing Agents for V Production. And I'll try to make this as in layman terms as possible. So although the concentration of formaldehyde in Vs is typically low, below 0.02%, this represents up to 50 to 100 micrograms of formaldehyde per injected dose in many of the Vs. For example, Anthrax V produced by Bioport Corp contains 100 micrograms per milliliter of formaldehyde as a preservative and poses a potential hazard due to the number of Vs a person receives over the course of a lifetime. Particularly dangerous is the amount of formaldehyde that is injected into infants and small children during the course of multiple routine childhood Vs. While the amount of formaldehyde in each V dose is low, the combined amount can become substantial. And according to manualsweb.com/solutions1.htm, 0.02% is 0.2 milligrams or 200 micrograms, making the sum total of formaldehyde and anthrax Vs even larger and more disconcerting. I mean, that's just one, right? And then the Vs that contain formaldehyde include, you ready for this? Nearly all pediatric and adult flu shots, right? All forms of pediatric and adolescent pertussis Vs, like the DTaP combination Vs that contain DTaP, the teen versions, the Tdap, injectable polio Vs, Vs given under special circumstances that contain formaldehyde include the tetanus boosters, DT, TD, Japanese encephalitis Vs, rabies Vs, guys, rabies Vs for dog mummies and daddies, and anthrax Vs. I mean, I can forward you guys this particular link so you guys can read this for yourself. I love what she wrote here. She says here, let's add up the amount of formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. It's injected into children by the time they're 5 years of age, assuming they get all their doses, all recommended Vs on time. And according to the 2012 V schedule, hepatitis B, 3 doses times 15 mcgs each. Okay. DTaP, 5 doses at 100 mcgs each. Polio, 5 doses at 200 mcgs each. Influenza, 6 doses at 25 mcgs, and Hep A, 1 dose at 100 mcgs each. through sloppy and negligent math, lawmakers and manufacturers failed to identify that infants received as much as 87.5 micrograms of mercury, which is thimerosal, that's what Anna was talking about, by 6 months of age. Again, through sloppy and negligent math, lawmakers and manufacturers failed to throw up a red flag regarding a large amount of formaldehyde injected into young bodies with developing brains, neurological symptoms, and organs. And that was just 2012. This kind of brings me to Amanda. Welcome, Amanda. You've been so quiet there. We fell in love with your daughter, Savannah, through a lot of crying too. Gosh, I'm a crier. Ever since I had a baby, I'm a crier. Like, you know, little things happen, I'm like, oh my gosh. Amanda, I want you to tell your story, because this didn't just start when Savannah was born. This started in vitro too. So I'm gonna get my tissues. I'm ready. Okay. I'll mute myself so nobody hears me crying.
Had to like calm myself down. Okay. Well, it all started when I was ignorant and uneducated about the V's. I'm going to try to, because I'm a little out there. So I'm going to just say V's. So I have three kids. We'll start off by saying that. It started off with Aubrey, my first daughter. I was ignorant in 2008, and that's when I had her. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. When I had her in 2000,
okay, take your time. We're family here.
Yeah, it's been a while. In 2008, when I had Aubrey, they gave her the Hep B V, and she ended up with a tongue tie. She could not latch. She ended up with otitis media. She ended up with ocular issues and of the optic nerve. So optic hypoplasia, I guess that's how you say it, hypoplasia or hypoplasia. I'm not sure which one it is. And ignorantly, I kept on V with her throughout until Savannah was born in 2012. But before she was born, they gave me a flu V, and with her 20-week scan, found out that she ended up having a stroke in utero. And that right there set my whole entire world on fire. We didn't link it to the flu V. They kept saying, oh, she might have Down syndrome, she might have this, she might have that. And that wasn't the case at all. And I was still oblivious to every single thing about the V's.
Big hug, Amanda.
Sorry. And I had her. They gave her the vitamin K V, and she ended up with severe jaundice. At one point, her liver was failing. We still didn't link it to the V. And then on the third day, when I was getting ready to be discharged, they gave her the Hep B V. And 30 minutes later, she started having seizures. And it was the hardest thing in the world to watch my child suffer and hurt and not. Did not know what to do. So we went straight to the hospital, and because they would not see her at a main hospital, she had to go to a children's hospital, and found out she had holes all in the back of her skull. Didn't know this for years. And that was due to the aluminum and the mercury and the V's meeting together and causing those issues. She also has microcephaly. She now has autism. I continued to still V her. I was still oblivious to everything. I literally just got my kids' records 6 years ago. And ever since then, it has been six years now. I've dove into nothing but advocating and making people aware of things. But before I got to the place that I'm at now, I had a son, and I beed him until he was 4 months old. And the week that I was going to go get Savannah veed, for her routine, God woke me up that night, and I've never heard a voice like that in my entire life. And he told me if I continued to be my kids and her, that she would die. And he told me to start looking into these and research. And I've dedicated everything in me to do that. But the process was not easy because before my son was born, you know, Savannah, she was in and out of the hospital every week. She started having grand mal seizures. I mean, 50 to 60 constant seizures. And it was the scariest thing I've ever been through in my entire life. And they would just look at me like I was crazy. They red flagged me. They, you know, accused me of so many things in the hospital that I did this to my child. I must hurt my kid or something like that. And I'm like, no, I would never do that. And in the back of my mind, I knew that I should be questioning a lot of things because it just didn't add up to me. But sorry, I'm shaking so bad. It just gets to me bad. But in 2020, when I created my very first Twitter account, I was on there for just a little while, and Dr. T actually reached out to me and said stuff about the zeolite. And I was like, okay, it's Dr. T. So, I mean, I was starting to look into everybody, you know, previously and get myself more aware of like what's going on. And I was like, okay, well, since I'm going to get this, I'm going to vlog it. I'm going to make videos of Savannah and document it every single day and just see the progress. And I would post it every single day and I would tag Dr. T in it. And Savannah would play in her stool previously before she started this. She would wipe it everywhere. She had the worst food aversions. She would do so many things that I did not know how to cope. Day 4, she stopped playing in her stool. And she slept all through the night. It was the greatest feeling in the world. And, you know, without that zeolite, I would not be where I am today with her, and she would not be where she is today without God and without the zeolite, Dr. Tenpenny, all of y'all. Like, y'all saved my life, my child's life, and just y'all are doing it. Y'all are amazing people. And without Touchstone Essentials, I don't know where I would be right now. I don't know. I'm kind of scared about where I would be right now. I probably still feel hopeless. But, you know, that's just the basics of my story of, you know, about everything. And, you know, to this day, Savannah, she's doing great. She still has struggles. She's very talkative. She loves to play the drums. She's very good at playing drums. She loves music. She's amazing at puzzles. So,
and you need to send us a video of that.
I do. I homeschool all three of my kids. They're doing really good. And I actually have all three of them on the zeolite, and I've kept them on the zeolite. They're doing really good. I mean, yeah, Savannah, she'll have her setbacks, but the more pros for, you know, versus the cons of everything, it's amazing.
Thank you so much for sharing. That was not easy.
No, it's not. And I'm, you know, I get a little nervous and I get kind of, my head starts going crazy, you know.
You probably want to see 5 million things in 5 minutes, you know?
I do. It's so hard to like tone it down to where I don't slip up and say something. And
yeah,
because I'm good at that.
Well, you were very good at containing it. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for coming on. Like we saw what was happening with Amanda and Savannah, and we followed them, and Dr. Tenpenny watched this for a month. And every week or so we would get together and talk about, hey, look, she'd say, look at her eyes. So after about week two, Dr. Tempany was like, look at her eyes. Her eyes have changed. And we go back and watch the videos again. It's like, you're right. Because that was really early on when we started using the zeolite. We used it first before we started, you know, sharing it. And then Dr. Tempany had an immediate reaction. She was like, oh my gosh, brain fog's gone. I have energy. You know, she's like, I almost feel like it's my middle of the day boost. She's like, I grab it. I'm like, boost. And she's like, I'm not kidding. This really changed me. And so we were like, okay, I'll look at that. So she handed it to me and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting rid of some sunspots. That's crazy. Cause you know, I was, you know, overall I was into nutrition and health and I was eating clean, like Jamie was saying, and I was doing all of that. So I'm like, how toxic am I really? You know? And then I started noticing sunspots. I'm like, oh my God, it's age. I'm like, it's not age. I'm only 25. Come on. So, you know, start spraying it on my face and wherever else I have to spray it, like anywhere, it's going everywhere. And I did notice that. Oh yeah, your eye. You called me one day, Amanda, and you said, I got sparkles in my eyes from my kids' crafts.
Yes.
And I started
sprayed it in there and it got so much better.
Yeah. So anytime anybody has like pink eye or anything, I'm like coming with my, I'm like, let me put this in your eye.
Snake bites. It also works on that too. What? Because my dog, she got bit by a copperhead and I treated her with that.
No kidding. Repeat that. It was a snake bite.
It was
a
snake bite. A copperhead.
Did you put it in her mouth or on the wound or both?
Sprayed it on her wound.
Imagine.
It would make sense. It would take out poison. Yeah.
It would.
Yeah.
I didn't even, oh my gosh.
I was walking by the third day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge, right?
Oh yeah. I got pictures. I mean, it's insane. You could see before her whole paw was just black and blue. Oh. And by the third day, the swelling was gone. It was the color was going away. It was insane. Like, I just love it. I love that zeolite.
Wow. I put it on my face in the morning too. I put it on before I put anything else on, because as clean as my makeup can be, it's still toxic in one way or another. Like, it's only as clean as it can possibly get. So I put this on before I put on my face. So yeah, I mean, awesome news, Amanda. I'm so glad for the update. I haven't spoken to you in a while about Savannah's update. So I thank you again for sharing. You know,
send her pictures to you and some videos to you.
Yeah, please. You know, Liz Downer mentioned the fulvic. We have a fulvic mineral. Oh, see, I have it here too, right beside me. So I have the fulvic minerals too. I love this. Do you guys like the taste?
I wanted to say something about that. I forgot that. That's actually something that helped me with autism as well, because I have sensory issues and I don't get signaling. So I have never felt hunger come on in my life. I never felt the urge to urinate in my life. It's just when you got to go, it's time. It hurts. It's time. Like, that's it. I don't know what it feels like
to need to,
for it to like grow, like to be like, oh, I kind of have to go. I should go, like, or I'm kind of hungry. Like, I don't feel that. It's time when it's time. The fulvic has the communication. Like, if I'm not taking it, I'm in that position. If I am, I'm like, oh, I kind of have to, but I don't like have to go. Oh, that's weird. Like, it's this, like, you know, and everybody's thinking about pets in the comments here. And I said, I give my dog a little bit of that. Also, because I know how well it's worked for me, and I don't know what she goes through, so I'm just going to guess that she needs it too.
They need the minerals, just like us. We are so mineral depleted from the soil and the pesticides and the herbicides and the commercial farming. We are not getting, obviously, fulvic, which is so important. You give it to the body has a party, and it starts healing. Healing leaky gut, all of that. It fixes itself. But not only that, for my dogs, they get it every day in their food because they are so mineral depleted. And most people, unfortunately, are giving their dogs tap water.
Mm-mm.
So that's horrible. But not only that, even if you have like reverse osmosis, it's dead water. There's no minerals. They need these minerals. You give it to the dogs and watch the life come back in their eyes. Watch the tumors shrink. Watch all that stuff happen, because I have right in front of my eyes.
Heather's with us today too, and she's a dog mommy. And I'm pretty sure she told me ESP,
because I was typing away like mad, and I'm like, I need to just talk.
Yeah, tell us, Heather.
Here, let me get my video on. So I have
So let me tell the girls who you are. So Heather works in our course. We have a sister company. Well, we all work. It doesn't matter. It's an umbrella, right? We're all working together all the time. So it's, when I say sister company, just that you guys understand, we have another company that does our courses, and we have V courses in there. It's called Learning for You. It's Learning for the number four, UYOU.org.
Yeah, you can put it up in the chat.
Yeah. And if anyone is interested in learning things like about the polio shots, about anything at all, like there's, I think she has pretty much every one of them in there. We have a teen series. We have a pediatric series. You guys go and educate yourselves. Like, don't just take people's word for it. Don't just hear the doctors talk and say, yeah, I'm telling you it's good or it's bad or whatever the case. Go and do your research, because, you know, no one's going to convince you except you. You know, that's why I never like to tell someone something. I like to ask them questions and let them answer it themselves. Because at the end of the day, sorry, that's my dog. at the end of the day, you have to be in your own truth. It has to feel right for you. So anyways, so Heather works over in very, very busy over there with Cookie inside of our sister company, Learning for You, helping all of our students with their boot camps and the courses they're taking. And we have a really cool upcoming one that I don't know if I can talk about yet, but there's an upcoming course coming. It's a shh, but just know that it's coming, and it's so exciting.
TBD.
Anyway, I won't spill the beans. I won't spill it. But Heather, tell us about your babies.
TBD. So we have some Labrador retrievers, and similar to Amanda, you know, they're not humans, but we love them equally. And I was ignorant. You know, I've had dogs all of my adult life, and, you know, you get the postcard in the mail, it's time for this, you'd trudge off to the veterinarian. And my first Labrador retriever, as an adult, we went to the vet 13 times in the first 12 months of his life. And I didn't really put the pieces together. And then I started doing that, and we've navigated more towards the natural path. And I have a rescue dog now who I didn't have the choice what he got injected with from the rescue. And he has a rabies V injury. Ooh. And he has rabies vaccinosis. And I can't describe it in great detail, but I'll say this, it's really kind of scary. It's like the light switch goes on and he loses his marbles, and then the light switch goes off and it stops. But if you don't see the signs, it can just be pretty scary. So I work with a homeopathic veterinarian. So we've been doing some homeopathic approaches, and it takes a long time to undo what's been done. Say again?
Tell us who your homeopathic veterinarian
is. One of my homeopathic veterinarians is Dr. Will Falconer.
We love.
He's amazing. Yes.
He's been on our show. We just aired him again yesterday. So if anybody missed it, go and watch him. You guys are going to love him.
Dr. Will has some wonderful content as well. Just be warned up front, he doesn't accept new patients any longer, but he can help you find a qualified homeopathic veterinarian. But in addition to that, you know, to his teaching kind of woke me up. But then I was like, oh, I'm using the zeolite for me. What if I start using it for them? And I've never seen him play with toys. I've never seen him like so happy he can't contain himself that he's hopping up and down like a Mexican jumping bean. And that's evolved since we started using the zeolite. And I just, I got some advice from the company. I reached out to them, like, how do I use this with a, you know, an 80 pound or 70 pound dog? And they're like, well, just do half. So I do two sprays, and then I give them a drop of the dropper. I don't have it in front of me, but I use both. So I've just seen him really blossom, and like, oh wow, I've never seen him do that. And it's just wonderful. Because I'm sure he had some level of toxicity. He's still got stuff going on. Kind of like Amanda said, there's still ups and downs. But I see, you know, I always think life isn't linear. You never go up a straight line. You go up and down. And we're much farther ahead than we were if we'd done nothing. So.
And, you know, I know this question is going to come up. And I'm going to ask this to Jamie Lynn and Jamie Sewell. Are you guys putting, I know how I do mine, but I'm curious how you do yours. Are you guys doing your fulvic minerals and your pure body dropper in the same water? Or are you doing them separately?
I do a dose of fulvic in the morning, Then I do the Pure Body around lunch or afternoon or whatever. And then I do a combination of them at night because I found that I do better doing the Fulvic twice a day and splitting the dose instead of doing it just in the morning. And since the Fulvic has, it has the exact formula that's in the Pure Body drops in it. It's just a quarter of the dose. So in the morning, I'm just getting a little bit less of a dose. In the afternoon, I'm just taking the Pure Body. So I'm getting my second dose of that. And then at night, I'm doing a little less Fulvic. So I'm not like wide awake. Because it does give me a little like boost of like, yay, life is awesome. Woohoo. My cells are like, let's go. Right. And I'm like, no, it's not time for that. So I just do a little bit of the Fulvic at night, but I add in the Pure Body. So I'm getting basically my full dose of what is recommended with the Pure Body drops in the day and the full dose of the Fulvic.
And I am giving it all right now kind of person. That's how I do it. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, you know? So I do my PBX. I do five sprays. Five sprays PBX, three drops of the Pure Body, and then two squirts of Fulvic in my water. I drink that down, and I do that twice a day. So I'm not doing the lunch. I don't, you know, I do five sprays, three drops Fulvic in the morning, and then five sprays, three drops Fulvic at night. And my daughter will never miss the Fulvic. That is so important for me, for her. I saw such a... And just an increase in her personality and her creativity and who she was when I gave her the Fulvic, where I was like, something's going on here, you know? And so she gets that in her water every single day. She gets just as much as I do. So I don't mess around. I know the product. I'm not afraid of anything. She gets two drop of Fulvic in her water.
I just want to say, because people are asking questions, I just want to clarify what the actual suggested dose on each of them is. So the spray is supposed to be three times a day, four sprays, three times a day. The drops, four drops, three times a day. The Fulvic is supposed to be 2 milliliters once a day, which is two full droppers, not drops, yeah. Droppers. So two full droppers is the dose for an adult. Now we're talking about pets and kids and stuff. It's a little bit different, but you know, right? Larry's the same way. He'll just throw it all in there at once. It's like this big, like, okay. I'm like, oh, my body wants to know what's this?
I know,
what's
yeah.
happening? What's next? Okay, let's take this one. And order, then, yeah, my order a little bit at a time for me.
Yeah, not me. I'm just like intuition.
Yeah. Well, the reason for three times a day is because it does leave the body in 4 to 6 hours. So the reason it's recommended is so that we're basically continuing to protect ourselves throughout the day. So I always tell people, people have busy lives. If you only can do it in the morning and afternoon, or and that's what you're going to remember, do that. If you're only going to take it at lunch because you remember when you're eating at lunch, do that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that triggers you to remember to do it like mm-hmm. that. Just get it in your body. But there is a recommended dose for the optimal effect.
Thank you, Jamie Lynn. I'm a mixture of you and Jamie Sewell. I'm like, some days I'm like, I got to take it all now because I'm going to forget. Or no, my day's going to be crazy and I got to get it in. Yeah. That's why I'm like, that's why I have it beside me, because it's so easy to be like, oh yeah, there it is. Okay. There's my water. Drop it in.
I have some in my purse. It's in my house and it's in my purse. And yes. If I'm going out to eat or we're spending time outside, I'm like, Charlie, come here. Everybody, Tim, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going out to eat. We're getting all the pesticides, all that stuff out. As we're eating, if we're outside with all the things they spray in the air, you're going to be outside all day. Not only that, what they spray removes the natural mineral boron, which causes severe dehydration in the body. So it's very intelligent what they're doing. So they're depleting the minerals from us inhaling all that stuff. So I just take it right out with PBX. I'm like, you know what I mean?
I love it. You know, Cookie did have a story to share with us. I don't know if she's still up for it. I know we're like 15 minutes over already. This conversation's so great. I hope everybody has been enjoying this. And I encourage you all to please share this everywhere. Go and grab it from our Cloud Hub or for our BitChute and our Rumble and our Telegram, because like, imagine how many lives these women have already saved. Like, come and help us save other people's lives too. Imagine the Savannahs of the world, you know, imagine that you reach an Amanda Parker and all of a sudden you somehow indirectly, but directly just saved that mama's life, you know, or a Jamie Sewell with Charlie, who had a little one who was nonverbal, and all of a sudden, boom, this changes their life. Like, honestly, go and share, please go and share. And you know, we hope that you guys will get in touch with all these gals. They please, you know what, please go ahead and share where you guys can be found. We've been sharing it in the chat and also on the live, but I'd love for you to guys say it, so this one goes on the radio, people can actually hear where to find you guys.
So my name is, I go by Jamie Lee, and I am on, I'm the Intuitive Lifestyle on TikTok, and on Instagram it's the Intuitive Lifestyle. It's just the_intuitive_lifestyle. I do have, unfortunately, some people who like to pretend like they're me, but I have 125,000 followers on Instagram. So just know when you're searching the Intuitive Lifestyle that that's the one you want.
That is hilarious, Jamie.
Oh, gosh.
You know you've hit the big time when people are pretending to be you on Instagram.
That's really sad.
That's so sad. Like, come on. They're just trying. You know, every time we you know, report one, another one pops up. At this point, we're just like, whatever. Like,
it's just whatever, you know.
And some of them have, like, I look at them, I'm like, how the heck did you get 20,000 followers on a fake Dr. T site? You know, and then we'll write things like, you know, find all of our social media accounts at drtempany.com, and we'll like list them. And then the same fake account will go and do the same thing. It's like, oh my God. Just copy us.
Link tree up on their thing. They got my link tree at least up on their fake profile. So
right? Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
My gosh. Yeah.
And Jamie Lynn, where can we find you?
I'm mostly on Facebook. Facebook doesn't do like handles, right? So it's facebook.com/jam.like.bam. And that's where most of my stuff is. But I did start on Twitter recently. And that's going to be somewhere that I focus as well. So it's the at the autistic eye.
At the autistic eye. Okay, good. And you guys are talking about other things too. You're not just talking about Zeolite, right? I know Jamie Lee, you're doing, you know, a lot of nutrition and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that, because I'm sure they'll be interested in following. And Jamie Lynn.
I'm like, who's talking? Which one of them? What's happening?
Sorry. Okay. So Jamie Lee, so you're doing about nutrition and detox and
holistic health, all of it.
Holistic health. So all holistic health. And Jamie Lynn, you're doing holistic health too.
Yeah. I talk a lot about what I call drugless medicine, which is comes in all kinds of forms. It's breath work. It's belief. One of the biggest things that I'm into is the biology of belief. There's an actual biology to belief. There's a science physically, and we have other types of anatomies in our anatomy systems, not just our physical anatomy. So there's this whole process of how belief is, there's an actual science and biology to it. And I'm fascinated by that. But I talk a lot about detoxing and really just like the human experience. I'm starting to talk more about autism because I just came out this year. I call it coming out autistic because it's something I've known for a while, but I didn't accept. And so I'm starting to try to give insights to help not only people like me, but people who care about somebody who's autistic and wants to connect on a deeper level. Because one of the things that we don't understand is that just because someone can't talk, right, or express what they want to say, doesn't mean there isn't a massive amount of knowledge, information, thoughts, beliefs, all of that happening inside their head, right? So I want to help kind of be like a voice for people that are unheard.
Amazing. And Amanda Parker, where can people find you? So I know you've been banned in most places for talking about the...
I'm banned on TikTok. Was banned on Facebook, but I'm on my 13th Instagram account. Well, I have two Instagram accounts.
And God forbid you talk about two genders, because that'll get you kicked off anyways.
I was on Twitter. I was like kicked off at 40,000 followers after being
raised. You no longer, are you still on Facebook?
I got banned in like 5 minutes.
But you're on Getter. You're on Getter and you're on Instagram. Let's give them your Getter, because I think that one will probably stay up longer than your Instagrams.
Getter.
You don't know what Getter is? Kind of like a
guy. I started Lemonade recently. I'm liking that.
All got to get on Cloud Hub. Because Cloud Hub, you can say whatever you want.
Whatever you want on Getter. You are completely, yeah.
So spell that out for us, Amanda.
Getter.
And then the rest of you, the rest of your line?
Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead. Say it. Spell it out. Spell it out.
Okay. It's a FUVACCINES34.
So if anybody wants, you know, hearing this on radio and you want to find her, go down there. I'm going to answer a question that's inside of the chat for a sec, because as Janice is asking, but I'm sure other people are curious too, about our parasite cleanse. So ladies, you guys have to go back and watch one of our previous episodes. We had Dr. Jason Dean join us in one of these chats, and we talked about, it was all about poop. We talked about poop, and it has been an ongoing conversation with our team since like February. So we brought him on because he's like our go-to guy for parasite cleanses. And so we do have an opportunity for you guys to get a parasite cleanse from Dr. Dean, and that's bravetv.store/DRT. That's the easiest, I think, for everybody to remember. So bravetv.store/DRT, like Dr. Tenpenny. And you guys can go and get your parasite cleanses there. And if you want to learn about the why, like it's so important to me. So I hope that I encourage you guys to do the same thing. Go and learn. Don't just do. Go and learn the why, because you will never forget the why once you learn it, and you could teach it to other people. And that's going to be replicatable, and your kids will learn, and your grandkids will learn, and you know what I mean? Just go and learn the why. And we got him to do a course for us. And you can find that at learningforyou.org/DR Dean, Dr. Dean, DRDEAN. So learningforyou.org/DR Dean. And if that's all confusing for you, just go to drtempany.com. Everything is there. We're going to put this episode up there too. So if you guys want to share it, it's going to be in our podcast section under the free live show area. And just go and share it. Dr. Dean's Parasite Control is under Detox. It's on our menu tab. Go down, click on Parasite Detox, and you can learn all his good stuff there. We like to share other people who are doing great things too. So we're going to give you all of these beautiful ladies' information inside of our podcast too. So you guys can go just click a button and go and find them. I think it's very, very worth your time to follow them. They have amazing information and they're incredible leaders. So thank you all for being here. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you guys stuck around. Dr. Tenpenny's back with us next week. So the team is going to say goodbye after this one. I'm sure we'll probably be back again in another time that she goes away. But we've had so much fun. Cookie, Heather, I know Patricia's in the background. And Diane, thank you guys for joining me here and being the
these
amazing
have been
warriors.
A blast.
Pardon
it's
me?
Been, these have been a blast. It's been
they've been so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun.
This has been a way for Dr. Tenpenny's audience to really get an idea of who we are and what goes on behind the scenes, because we get to talk to all these amazing people. Like, we really do get to build relationships in the backgrounds with you all. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to see you back in Florida, Jamie Lee, and maybe Jamie Lynn will come and meet us. And one of these days we'll meet you, Amanda Parker. I have to keep calling you Amanda Parker because we have an Amanda too that works for us. So I have to make sure which Amanda we're talking about. Stick around, everybody, please. Dr. Tenpenny's worked so hard to bring you all of these amazing products that we share with you. We're going to take a minute to talk about some other things too that I think that are very important for you. If you've ever heard her talking about, like the gold and the silver and some of the other affiliates that we support, because they support us. They're some of our biggest sponsors in you know, to keep us going. Because the reality is this, having any kind of online business costs a lot of money. You know, Dr. Tempany doesn't talk about it very often, but it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep this going. You know, Jess, we have a Tenpenny library, by the way, guys. It's called the Tenpenny Research Library. You can also find that in drtenpenny.com under the education section. And just that alone, I mean, we've collected over 17,000 medical articles in there. I mean, imagine how, what, that's a full-time job in itself. So we hope that you guys will support us by supporting her in our podcasts. If you can do anything at all, please sign up for a podcast. There's four different tiers. You can choose any one of them that suits you, suits your budget, suits your time. Some people have said to me, you know, for me, it's a donation to Dr. Tenpenny for everything that she's doing for us. She's literally left her clinic. She's only in now once, one full day and one half day, so that she can do this full time. Let me remind everybody, she doesn't have children. She doesn't have grandchildren. She doesn't have nieces and nephews. Everything she is doing is for me and you. She can retire. She does not have to keep doing this. She's had a very long career in medicine, and she continues to do this day in, day out on the grind. She's up with the birds, you know, getting the worms, and she's working well past the time that we're all snuggling in our beds. So thank you for your support. Please stick around and listen to what we've got. Thank you, guys. Big kiss. Ciao, bellas.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Now, there's several of them out on the market, but we've done our research and we really like this product. It's one that we have promoted for several years and will continue to promote for years ahead. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. And to find out more about that, you can go to drtenpenny.com. At the very top of the page, I think it says gold and silver right on the top of the page, but you can click on that tab and read a whole lot more about what we've only been able to speak about briefly here over the last few minutes.